bright palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast, with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more, here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Something else with Rob G. Yeah! Alright! We have a special guest in the studio. What do you reckon? Time for a special guest? He's in Studio B. His name is Kenneth Carbo Mincy. Yep, Kenneth Carbo Mincy. And tonight he will be reading Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas to himself for 3 minutes. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah, you heard it here. Yeah, you're right. There I'll say it again. We have Kenneth Carbo Mincy. Yep. Yeah, okay. You got that? Yep. And he's reading Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas to himself for 3 minutes. It's the kind of entertainment we have around here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, people have been asking for it, you know. People have been writing in, you know. Bit of a telex, yeah. I've got a bit of a telex, yeah. I have to get my telex machine out. Bit of a fax, yeah. We got a fax, yeah. We did. And they're screaming out for it. All right, well, here he is. All right, let me press some buttons. Change my accent. Some buttons. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. How about that? That was some exciting radio, wasn't it, huh? What an aural explosion in your eardrums, in your brain. You all right? You need to calm down? Maybe you got to switch off because that's it can't get any better than that, huh? It's going to went a walkly, that one, isn't it? Thank you very much, Kenneth Carbo Mincy. It was such a delight having you in the studio reading Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Yeah, incredible. He'll be playing at Kudos this Saturday if you want to check him out. He's, he'll do all his greatest hits and probably going to be doing that one for sure. All right, something else. Rob G is right on Eastside Radio 89.7. Oh, what have we got now? Oh! He's an individual called James Knupp. Looking for a city. Okay, all right, yeah, take it away, James Knupp.
Well, this next and final song is going to be one that has made me pretty famous over the last few years. It has took me a lot of places I didn't think I would be at. But it was the first time on stage, New Year's Eve 2002, with one of the best quartets out there today, Brian Free and Assurance. And I was privileged to be able to sing this one with Brian Free. And I don't know if I beat him that night or not, but ever since then, we've had competitions. I've wore him out. Not to make me look good or anything, but that's what happened. But this is one that also my friends at my hometown church, Gospel Light Baptist Church in Salisbury, North Carolina, has really made their top choice, so therefore we're going to finish off with this one. It's called Looking for a City. I didn't know you was going to start out with looking for a city built above. Looking for a city where I'll never die. Where the saints and millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our Savior and our loved ones too. Come, our Holy Spirit. City where we'll never die, where the saints and millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our Savior and our loved ones too. Come, our Holy Spirit, our homes renew. Looking for a city. Savior and our loved ones too. Come, Holy Spirit, pour our hearts renew. Looking for a city where we'll never die, where the saints and millions never say goodbye. There we meet our Savior. Come, O Holy Spirit, all our homes renew. Oh, a city where we'll never die, where the saints and millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our Savior and our loved ones too. Come, O Holy Spirit. Saints and millions never say goodbye. There
Savior, and help us to come. That's all I'm doing. So, see ya. Our home sweet.
Out there in Radio Land, it's a very special day today. Yep, that's right. No, it's not San Francisco Day. Well, it could be. I don't know. I haven't checked up. So, do you want to know what the day is today? The special day?
Yes, Rob G. Tell us. Tell us, please.
Did you like that?
Yes, we did, Rob G. Come on, tell us. Tell us what day it is. The anticipation is killing us.
Is it? Okay. I might change the music, I think. Because it's...
Music, we have to change it to...
Put on other music.
Come on, get on with it, Rob G.
Okay. Today is... National Lost Sock Memorial Day. Did you know that?
No, we didn't, Rob G. Oh, I think I knew.
So who's that? Yes, National Lost Sock Memorial Day. Sorry, we have to bring down the mood here, I think. Well, we have to because it's part of the segment and what I'm going to do. And it says it in the script that I'm bringing down the mood. Too happy, this music. Because I've got a sad, sad story to tell. And in fact, it's about one of my socks. Yeah. I'm going to tell you a tale about one of my socks on National Lost Sock Memorial Day. All right, cue sad violin music, can you? You're going to turn this one off. Turn that off. Here we go. Here's... Can you cue the sad violin music? Yep. Okay. What about that? Yes. 10 years ago, Rick the Right Sock lost its partner, Lance the Left Sock. Isn't that correct, Rick the Right Sock? Isn't that correct? Come on, go, Rick the Right Sock, hello?
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's correct, That's correct, Rob G, yeah. I was a bear one day. Yeah, a pair of socks, yeah. Well, I wasn't a bear, I was one of the socks, where I still am. A Rick the Right sock, that's me. And the other sock was Lance Left Sock. So we were in partnership, you know. So we were in partnership, a bear one day. It happened after a laundromat dispute. Not a dispute. They lost a bloody sock, didn't they? Yeah, but they lost bloody Lance the Left Sock. Yeah, so thanks, Rob G, for standing by me. You know what I mean? Well, sometimes you use me as a rag.
What?
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Rag?
You know, when
what?
You're at night, you watch what? Those naughty films.
What are you talking
you know,
about? No,
naughty
no,
movies,
no,
you know
no, right,
I mean?
The right sock. What are you talking
out,
about? No,
you know,
no, that's
the
not right.
One.
No, yeah, no, that's wrong.
One.
That's wrong. No,
oh,
no,
man,
no,
what?
No. Hey. No, no, listen. I'm censoring you. What are you talking about? You're confused. You're too sad by what's happened.
I don't know what Rick the Right Sock was saying. Sorry about that. Okay, Rick the Right Sock. Do you recognize this voice? Hang on.
Oh, what's that smell? How's your bunions going? Have you worked out with this man? Have you worked out?
It's a miracle.
Hello, Rick the Right Sock.
That's
the Left Sock.
Hang on. We've got some. We other music. Hang on. Or turn down the sad because it's happy now. They're reunited. Hang on. Yeah, we have to put Reunited by Peaches and Herb. Here we go. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? We'll get to the chorus. Hang on. Here we go. Visually, if you can see that, yes, Rick the Right Sock and Lance the Left Sock. Yeah, here we go. Pretty good, huh? All right. Okay, go, Lance Left Sock. Continue to your tale. Yeah, good.
The laundromat. Yeah, that's right. Well, I got stuck in the dryer, didn't I? You know what I mean? And they missed me. Yeah, that's right.
Rick the Right Sock.
Mr. Wanky's place. Yeah,
what?
Right.
I'm not Mr. Wanky. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
that's not me.
Hey. Mr. Wanky.
No, we're not. I'm not Mr. Wanky. No, no, I don't like that. I'll sue you. No.
The evil music, can you?
No, I got rid of the evil music. They had no evil music. No.
What? It was horrible. I was using a dust rag. They used to polish the car with me. Put all those chemicals on me. The buff the car. You know, and shine shoes. So many bloody shoes. You know what I mean? And the worst, they used to put the, like stained stuff on me and the rub on the bloody furniture every bloody 6 months, not a year, you know what I mean? I'm lucky I'm intact. Oh, it was awful, it was awful. It was awful, Rob G. Oh, Rick the Right Socket.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I've come up with a plan here. An evil plan. I can save on buying specific rags and wipes in the future. I can just use socks like Rick the Right Sock and Lance the Left Sock. Hey, what about Q Evil Laugh? Yeah. Yeah, good, thanks. It's a very long evil laugh, isn't it?
Enough of the evil laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's all that you paid me for. I can't do anything.
Oh, okay, good. Yes. The money I can save. Oh, the money I can save.
Here's an apology. Yes, sir. Sorry to all the socks out there. We have blown up Rob G. He won't be troubling you ever again, socks. Don't worry about that at all. I just spilt something. Oh no, it's going everywhere. It's all everywhere. Has anyone got any rags? We've got some socks. Yeah, we'll use those socks. That's good. I'll use a load to clean it up. What? No, don't explode me. I have... Finish the explosion. I'm dead. Yeah, okay. I'm off. I'm dead. No, I'm off. Off air. Pretending I'm dead. No, don't explode me again!
All right. In. Studio B. We've got an amazing group. They're called Julius Caesar Salad. And they're going to play their song called So Very Awake. All right. Let's give them a go. Julius Caesar Salad, one of my favorite groups. Hopefully they're one of yours also. And if you've never heard of them, maybe it'll be an experience, a mind-blowing experience that you'll love them forever. Very, very cool. Let me tell you, for people in the know, you know, Julius Caesar Salad, you know what I'm saying? Name drop that. You'll be very, very cool in the circles. Anyway, all right, take it away, Julius Caesar Salad. All right, we're gonna press the button first. I'm gonna do this. All right, yeah. Oh, Hey, Julius Caesar salad, what are you doing? Wake up! Wake up! This is very, very unprofessional, isn't it? Unbelievable! Let me just have a look in the studio, what's going on? Hang on. Oh, there it is, Horlicks. Yeah, that's right, they've been drinking the Horlicks. Horlicks and Horlicks. That's right. Oh, and these sleeping pills. Oh, no. These young bands these days, touching the hard stuff. Come on, wake up. What are you doing? I might take some Horlicks and sleeping pills. I might join in. Oh, I'm feeling a bit sleepy myself. Oh, I might join you, Julius. Julius Caesar salad. That's the best I got. You know, sorry, I was unprepared. I was going to put my own snoring in there. All right, hang on. We'll finish the segment right now, yeah. Well, it's real, you know. I'll fade myself out. But now, I'll turn off the music. We've got a special guest in the studio. Bit of an interview. Yeah. An interview at 2:20 a.m. in the morning. That's how we do it around here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have the amazing, the incredible Johnny Shaver. Yeah, if you don't know who Johnny Shaver is, he's currently starring in the sequel to Return to the Blue Lagoon. Hello, Johnny Shaver. How you doing, mate? How you going?
My name is Johnny Shaver. How you doing?
Okay, that is interesting. Okay, Johnny, how are you finding Sydney? How are you finding it so far? How are you going?
My name is Johnny Shaver. How you doing?
Johnny, how is your follow-up to your debut smash single? Yeah, can't talk, I have some shower curtains I need to defrag. Well, we should have a listen to it, huh? Yeah, here we go.
Completely different styles. Fishing rods are not bad insofar as they're basically a long.
Oh, that's really, really good. I really enjoyed that. So how's the follow-up going, Johnny Shaver?
My name is Johnny Shaver. How you doing?
Hang on, something's up. Hang on. Johnny. Let me have a look. Oh, I can see what's happening. You were just a Johnny Shaver blow-up doll with a tape recorder strapped to your body. You know what I mean? That's really weird, you know? What's going on?
My name is Johnny Shaver.
Oh.
How you doing?
I'll get you, Johnny Shaver. Oh, yeah. Nice one, mate.
My name is Johnny Shaver. How you doing?
Something else with Rob G. Full stop.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.